And good evening, folks. Broadcasting live at Deckerville High School for high school girls basketball action, varsity girls basketball action, the Ugly Bearcat girls at the Deckerville Eagle girls. Kind of like a preview of the district playoffs. This is a non-conference game outside the conference. And both teams are in Division Four. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Right now, there is a couple of junior high games going on, and the girls will follow. So it is an early start for high school girls. Originally thought to be timed at 6:30, and then fully decided today at 7 p.m. For high school girls basketball action, it's the Deckerville Eagles hosting the Ubley Bearcat girls. You can check our full list of our other area games going on for tonight, Thursday, at our website at sandlakebroadcasting.com/category/sports. And you can find the link on our Sand Lake Broadcasting Facebook page and on our Twitter as well. So we'll do our pregame with both these teams, talk about what these teams have done so far throughout the season, win-loss records so far for 2024-25 season. And, of course, all right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about both these teams here on WBGV 92.5, our game of the night. It's the Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team hosting the Ugly Bearcats. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. And welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, high school girls basketball, our pregame show here. We're streaming online also. We stream online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link and choose your station. For this game, of course, choose WBGV. Take a look at the Ugly Bearcats throughout this regular season. Started off the season back on December 3rd. And they had five straight losses, starting off with at Cassidy, one of the top teams in the Big Thumb Conference of the White Division. That was a 42-21 loss. Close loss against Unionville Sebring on December 10th. That was a 28-23 loss for Ubley. And then their third straight loss was to Bad Axe on December 12th. 39-29, and a loss to Carroll Tigers on December 18th. 45-23. And then a loss at Reese, a close loss, 27-28 on December 19th. Then they took the winter holiday break. Bounced back with a win over Memphis from the holiday break, 34-25 on January 7th. 7 days later, their league rival, the Harbor Beach Lady Pirates, that was a 29-16 loss back on January 14th. Against a top team right now in the Big Thumb Conference Black Division that Ubley is involved in, losing to Sandusky 43-21. And then a win over Marlette just recently on January 23rd last week, 43-22. Now their Lake Leelanau St. Mary game that was supposed to be on Saturday was canceled. This past week, just 2 days ago, they lost to the Brown City Green Devil girls basketball team, 35-24, and that one. We'll take a look at the last couple, two, three games with Ubley. And we'll take a look at what they did last year against Deckerville as well and see why this is such a storied rivalry up to this point. Now, the last couple weeks against Marlette, Ubley overwhelmed Marlette for that victory. The Bearcats started off really hot, 14-6 after the first quarter and 25-8 by halftime. Substantial lead against the Lady Red Raiders. Ubley, three players in double figures, led by Morgan Schulte's 12 points, while Lindsay Peruski added 11 points, Madeline Johnson scoring 10 points in that win against the Marlette Red Raiders. The Ubley Bearcats, however, were unable to make a halftime lead. They were leading the Brown City Green Devils on Tuesday night, led 16-15 at the half, and then trailed 24-22 after three quarters. Brown City Green Devil girls had a 11-2 run in the fourth quarter. Harley Leisure had 15 points for Brown City. Ubley was led by Morgan Schulte and Addison Puff, both with 9 points. And that's looking back a couple games for the Ubbly Bearcats and some of the recaps as well. Shout out to the Huron County View for providing that. Support your local papers. Now against Sandusky, the top team and undefeated so far in the Big Thumb Conference. Their defense was just too much, and in fact, Sandusky's defense can be quite suffocating in covering the team twice so far. We covered Sandusky against Brown City last week. Sandusky defense limited Ubbly. The Wolves led 8-0 at the first quarter and then 20-6 by halftime. Came out to outscore the Ubbly Lady Bearcats 12-5 in the third. Kaylee Orberski had 5 points for Ubbly to lead in that game. Tough break, but that is the top team in the Big Thumb Conference of the Black Division that Ubbly is in. In fact, we'll take a look at the standings. 6-0 overall is Sandusky. 13-0 overall. Harbor Beach at 2-1 with one league loss, and that was to Sandusky. However, Deckerville beat Harbor Beach. So that's something to... That was a huge win for Deckerville last week. Harbor Beach 5-5 overall. They have suffered some losses. Brown City 3-2. Their two losses is to Harbor Beach and Sandusky. They are 9-3 overall. Ubbly themselves is 2-3, 2-8 overall. 1-4 is up on Memphis. 4-7 is Memphis overall. 4-7 in Marlette, 0-4 and 0-9. They're seeking still their first win. Now, after this game tonight for Ubbly, they will be home tomorrow night. So they played. They're going to be playing 3 games in 1 week. Deckerville has had that type of schedule also lately because of the makeup games. So they're going to be playing Memphis at home tomorrow night. And then next week, up against the top team in the Big Thumb Blue Division that Deckerville is involved in against Kingston. And they'll be at Ubbly for Kingston on next week on February 3rd. And then on the 6th, Ubbly gets to rematch at Harbor Beach. And in a couple weeks, they'll be at Sandusky and at Brown City. So a lot of road games coming up here after next week for the Ubbly Bearcats. Morgan Schulte will be a key in this game against the Deckerville Eagles tonight. Now, taking a look at last season between these two teams as well, particularly in the playoffs for Ubbly. Now, they won over Deckerville in the district semifinals 54-39, and then lost to Kingston 61-24 in the regional semifinals. In the district championship, that was last year for Ubbly, winning over Deckerville 54-39. So I said semifinals. In the semifinals, they won over North Huron 28-21. But in the district championship game, it was Ubbly defeating Deckerville 54-39. In the regional semifinal, they lost to Kingston 61-24. And Ubbly, I do believe, is likely to play in Division 4 once again in the regular season. Now, Ubbly lost to Deckerville in the regular season last year, 31-24. The head coach, Matt Mychek, in his fourth season for the Ubbly Bearcat girls, doing a pretty good job keeping them competitive. And then, I mean, a couple years ago, in 2022-23 season, between these two teams, in the regular season, Ubbly losing again, 21-32 in the regular season, but then they've always seemed to have the Deckerville's number in the district championship game. I remember covering that one in 2022 and 2023. That was a 33-25 win for the district championship. That took place at Carsonville Port Sandlick, I believe, as well. So, again, a preview of your district playoffs could be in hand here tonight. That's the Ubbly Bearcats. A little insight into them. When we come back, we'll talk about the Deckerville Eagles, plus our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports will be played here in the pregame show. And a look at the list of games going on tonight, if we have time. We'll be right back here for more pregame show action. The Deckerville Eagles hosting the Ubbly Bearcat girls basketball team on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back here on our pregame show, WBGV 92.5 FM. Here we go. It's the Deckerville Eagles hosting the Ubbly Bearcats for high school girls basketball action. Taking a look at the Deckerville Eagles. Overall record right now, they are 9-4 overall, 4-1 in league play. Their lone loss in league play was the Kingston Cardinal Girls, who are the top team in that Big Thumb Conference Blue Division, formerly known as the North Central Thumb League. Deckerville 9-4, 4-1. Dryden is 3-2, 7-5 overall. Kingston 5-0, 9-1 overall. Their lone loss to Emily City, a Blue Water Area Conference team. That's a Class B high school. Peck 2-3, 5-6 overall. North Huron in league 1-3, 8-4 overall. Mayville 2-11 overall, 0-7 in conference play. Deckerville was again 4-1 in league play, 9-4 overall. They started off the season back on December 5th, took on some really tough competition, one of the toughest schedules by the Deckerville Eagles. Losing to Croswell-Lexington 39-49, not a bad showing there. Bounced back with a win on December 11th, 52-17 over Marlette. A loss to one of the top teams as well, Cass City. Lady Redhawks, 49-31 for Deckerville. And then they bounced back with a win over Owengage Girls, 61-22. Came back to play after the holiday break, January 4th, at Little Caesars Arena. They lose to the Sandusky Wolves, 38-14. Again, tough schedule here for Deckerville to play. Right after that game, however, they had four straight wins over Mayville, 61-30 on January 7th. On the 9th of January, a win over Peck in league rival, 48-29. A win over North Huron, 29-10 on the 14th, and on the 16th, it was a win at Dryden, 60-33. Also against Kingston on January 22nd, it was a loss, a league loss. That was last week. Tough schedule last week. It was Kingston, Harbor Beach, and Carsonville Port Salek. All three in a row there. And it was a 28-43. Actually, the Kingston Cardinals defeating Deckerville 28-43. The Deckerville Eagle Girls losing to Kingston in league play last week on the 22nd. That was a Tuesday night, 28-43. But then Deckerville, three straight wins after that. A win over Harbor Beach, 34-16 last week. And last week as well, 42-20 on Friday night. And then this past week for Deckerville, a nice win over the Bay City All Saints, 42-25. That game was on Tuesday night as well. So now they have Ubley tonight. They'll play at Caseville next week and Mayville in league play. Peck, North Huron, and at Dryden. And at Kingston, the rematch in league rival on February 20th. Wrap up the season at home against Reese before the playoffs start. So three straight wins. A particular, a big win for Deckerville over Harbor Beach. Impressive. They started off leading 11-3 after their first quarter and then led 21-6 by halftime. Libby Tank scored 15 points for Deckerville. Younger sister Millie Tank had 12 points in that win over Harbor Beach for Deckerville. We're taking a look. Also in other games against the Kingston Cardinals and that loss, 6 rebounds for Libby Tank and 13 points against Kingston. They actually led in that game against Kingston as well. But, you know, Kingston one of the top teams by far. Other scores, Maya Garza, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals. Bailey Theobald against Kingston had 4 points. 2 points each for Allison Steve, Maylee Tank, and Janelle Kineff for the Deckerville Eagle Girls. In that loss to Kingston, Deckerville led 16-13. In the second quarter, it was Kingston scoring 25 points. Or 2 points only in the second quarter. And then it was only 25-18 at that point. So just 2 points for Deckerville. 12 more points for Kingston to take the lead by 7, 25-18. After the third quarter, Kingston leading substantially by 14, 34-20. Still within reach, but then when you only scored 8 points in the fourth quarter, Kingston 9 more, had a good lead, held on to win that league game 43-28 over Deckerville. So, again, this one, not in league conference, but could be a preview of the districts. And Deckerville has won the last 3 games in the regular season against Ubley, but then lost the 3 straight district championship games to Ubley as well. We'll find out what happens tonight here on WBGV 92.5 FM. As our pregame continues, we'll be right back for game time. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Give you a clue who the top leading scorers are. It is Maley and Libby Tank for the Decorville Eagles, scoring 22 points and 21 points, respectively, against Kingston. And against Harbor Beach, Maley Tank with 12 points, 15 for Libby Tank against Harbor Beach. Against CPS, 12 points each. Against the All Saints, Libby Tank with 13 points, Maley Tank with 10. Myra Garza had 6 points against Bay City All Saint Girls and 11 for Marissa James. Also against Dryden, their top leading scorers, 22 and 21 points for Maley Tank and Libby Tank. Myra Garza with 5 points. We'll get ready here for tip-off in just a bit. Our MHSA This Week in High School Sports will have to wait. Our full schedule of the list of games also. We'll take a look at that right now for tonight on this Thursday night. Tomorrow night, Friday night, we'll be back in Brown City against the Harbor Beach Pirate as they take on Brown City at Brown. They take on Brown City hosting, who is hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates. That'll be tomorrow, Friday night, 7 p.m. for the pregame, right here on 92.5 FM. Brown City, back-to-back losses, tough week for them after their win over Sandusky. The list for tonight. Tonight's game, Ubley at Dackerville, Harbor Beach at Brown City, Cass City at Bad Axe, Unionville, Sebouin at Millington, Carroll is at Elkton Pitch and Bayport Lakers, Reese at Vassar, Armada at Algonac, Mayville is at Owen Gage, Fairview at Bay City All Saints, Carsonville, Port St. Lake at Peck, Caseville at North Huron, and in boys basketball tonight, Croswell, Lexington at Emily City, and Armada at Algonac tonight. We'll be back with our starters and tip-off here on WBGB, the Decorville Eagles hosting the Ubley Bearcats. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Starting lineup here for the Ubley Bearcat girls basketball team. Number 3, Madeline Johnson. Number 5, Claire Grifka. Number 10, Morgan Schulte. Number 14, Lindsay Peruski. And number 21, Kelly Oberski. And for the Dackerville Eagles, Myra Garza, number 2. Number 3, Allison Steed. Number 10, Libby Tank, one of the leading scorers for the team. Number 11, her younger sister, Maley Tank, a freshman, one of the leading scorers as well. And number 12, Janelle Kynep, a junior for the Dackerville Eagles, your starting lineup here for tonight's game. Let's get ready here for tip-off. Jason Parmenter from Quad and Pro Productions taking photographs for tonight, part of the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association. Shout-out to Monica Spranger, the athletic director, for setting us up here, setting me up here. Tip-off now, won by the Ubley Bearcats. Tip-off with a jump ball between Libby Tank, and it's number 10 with the dribble. Over to number 3, that would be Madison Johnson. Pass over to left corner to Schulte. Pitches it in to number 14, up for a shot for 2 in the left low block. That was a miss by Lindsay Peruski. Ball will go out of bounds. It looks like it'll be Ubley ball. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. Goes off. Deflected by Dackerville. Goes off a Ubley player. And it'll go back out of bounds. And it'll be Dackerville taking possession now. Still 0-0. So we just start things off here. Posting up. Janelle kind of put back there by Maley Tank with the shot from the short left corner. No good. Last touch by Ubley. It goes out of bounds underneath their own basket. And it'll be Dackerville ball. Right side of the glass underneath on the baseline. They throw it in. Libby Tank gets it in to Maley Tank to the right wing in three-point range. He'll take the shot from the elbow. Hits the glass. No good. Loose ball picked up for the rebound. Morgan Schulte for the Ubley Bearcats girls basketball team. She moved to the left side. Left wing in three-point range. At the point, bounce pass over to number 21. Oberski now to number 3. Johnson. Now the number 5. Grifka. Pass over to Johnson. She'll take a shot for 3. just to the right of the point. Loose ball, rebound will be saved and picked up by the Ubbly Bearcats. 6:45 to go, just starting things off here in the first quarter. 0-0. Johnson to pass over to Grifka with a dribble. She'll go for a long shot for two from the right wing. Rebound picked up by Libby Tank for Deckerville. Pass over to Garza to the right side with a dribble. She moved to the point. Pass over to Maylee Tank. Tank to her sister. Right to the middle of the floor. Misses a shot. Janelle Kineff will take the shot for two. And she is fouled. Shot does not go in, but she'll go to the free throw line for the first free throw. Shooting foul. That first foul, number 10. Morgan Schulte. First free throw up. That one is no good. 6:20 to go here. Second free throw attempt by Kineff. That one bounces in back of the rim. No good. Put back, though, for the rebound. Good for Deckerville. Libby Tank, and she is fouled and shook over the three-point play. It's 2-0. 2-0, three-point play here by Libby Tank, and that one in and out. No good. And it'll be a rebound, ugly, but Deckerville takes a 2-0 lead. 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Three-point shot attempt there from the right wing. No good by number 10. Schulte, rebound by Ubley. Another long shot for two, and that one goes in to tie it up. For Morgan Schulte, it's 2-2, all tied up. 5:51 to go. First tie of the game. Whistle's called. Mishandled by Deckerville. Two fouls on Ubley, by the way. From the far side, inbounds pass. Schulte into number 5, Grifka. Grifka will pass over to Schulte. Still dribble, being challenged by Garza on defense. Ball now over to the left side to Grifka. Grifka into the high post to Orberski. The pass over to Johnson. Loose ball, picked up and saved by Maylee Tank with the hustle. And Deckerville will take the turnover. 2-2. 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. All tied up. Steve pitching it in down the left lane to Libby Tank, and she will be fouled as she went for the shot attempt to the right side. And from the baseline, left side of the glass, Libby Tank will throw it in. Substitution, number 14 will take a seat. Peruski, number 30 coming in. Addison Puff. Inbounds pass from Tank to Maylee Tank. Back to Garza to the left corner. Pitches it up top to Libby Tank to the high post. Elbow for two. No good. Rebound pulled down by Grifka of Ubley. Looking for a fast break attempt. Ball is deflected and stolen away by Deckerville in that pass attempt. Garza with it. Garza. Loose ball. We'll pick it up. Throws it over to Maylee Tank to the high post. From the free throw line for two. No good. Rebound by the Ubley Bearcats. It's a race to the glass to see if she gets it up for the layup, and blocked by Maylee Tank after a shot attempt by Johnson. And they get the steal after that block. 2-2, all tied up. Maylee Tank with the ball. The freshman over to Steve. Steve over to Garza. Nice play as she went down the left lane and pitched it into her. And Garza got away from her defender. It is 4-2, and a shot for two. Good inside by number 30 to tie it up. Coming off the bench, Addison Puff. Full court press by Ubley, but Deckerville gets over to their side. Long shot for three. Millie Tank takes the lead 7-4 with a three-point shot at the 3:47 mark. Deckerville with the steal and the inbounds pass. Shot for two. Good by Libby Tank. 9-4, timeout call by Ubley. We'll be right back here on WBGV. Long shot for two for Ubley after calling a timeout. That's a miss by Grifka. Rebound by Deckerville with a fast break for two by Garza. No good. Fighting for the rebound will be a jump ball between Tank and Puff. Jump ball will stay in favor of Deckerville. Coming out, it's number 5. Grifka in is number 12. Jasmine Clavon Long shot for three, no good by number 21 who comes into the game here for Deckerville. Loose ball, fighting for the rebound. It'll be Deckerville. That's Marissa James, who had high scoring against All Saints with 11 points in the last game. Looks like they'll give it to Deckerville here, inbounds pass. After a foul called against Ubley. James, shot for two, left corner, swishes that one. Marissa James, extend lead for Deckerville, 11-4. 2:50 to go and counting in the first quarter. Johnson with the dribble at the points for Ubley. Pass over, right through the hands, could not grab it. With a turnover by Jasmine Clavon. And it will be Deckerville ball after the turnover. Out of bounds by Ubley. Deckerville ball. Garza will hand it off to Maylee Tank at the points. 2.5 to go here. It's 11-4. Deckerville lead. She'll drive for a shot down the right lane. But it's knocked out of bounds by Johnson. So it'll be Deckerville ball still. Last touch by Ubley. Underneath the rim basket. Right side of the glass. Inbounds pass here for Libby Tank. Over to Garza at the right elbow. And goes up a shot for two. No good. Putback attempt by Maylee Tank, and another putback attempt by Deckerville with a miss, and that was number 14 with the attempt, Bailey Theobald. And Ubley comes up with a rebound. Schulte with it. She'll dribble and has to pass it off now, being defended by Garza, and she does. Able to get it off to Oberski. Oberski back to Schulte. Schulte goes over to the right side, three-point range. Double teamed at the wing, and ball is blocked, but Ubley will pick it up and save it. And Puff with the save. Look away pass to Schulte after going down the right lane. Back with Puff. Hands it over to number 12 now, Clavon. She'll dribble over to the right side. Right corner. And back to the elbow, to the high post. Looks for a pass over to Puff for two. Rolls in and out around the rim. Loose ball still. Picked up by Maylee Tank. Maylee will hold up at the right low block and pass it over to Garza. Hands it off to James and back over to Maylee. She'll be fouled. To 4. It's the fourth foul as a team on Ubley. I do believe it was on number 21 for her first foul for Ubley. Inbounds pass for Deckerville to Maylee Tank from Libby over to Theobald. Not expecting that pass. Was out of reach of Libby Tank, and it goes out of bounds. It's 11-4 with about a minute left in 3 seconds. In the first quarter, Deckerville leads 11-4. Now under a minute, Johnson with the dribble to the left side. Three-point range to the high post. Loose ball. Theobald picks it up, hands it off to Maylee Tank. Tank over to Libby Tank, to right side. She'll take the shot for two, high against the glass, no good. Putback attempt by Maylee. Another putback attempt by Theobald. Loose ball picked up after the miss for the rebound defensively by number 22 in the game here for the Ubley Bearcats. That is Lily Wrights over to Johnson now. Johnson in the middle of the paint. Passes it off. Down the right lane for two. And a foul committed after the shot attempt and miss by Kaylee Olberski with 25.6 seconds to go. Just shooting foul. She'll go to the free throw line. That's the first foul in Deckerville. And that will be on Libby Tank. That first free throw. There's a miss. 11-4. Second free throw up. No good as well. Lash touched by Deckerville. Fighting for the rebound. It'll be Ubley Bearcats ball underneath their own basket. Right side of the glass to throw it in. Madeline Johnson, number 3. Bounce pass inside to Oberski. Switches over to Lily Wright. Wright with the ball at the left wing, 3-point range. And she double dribbles. With 14.6 seconds to go, 11-4 is your score. Inbounds pass from the right sideline for Maley into Garza for Dackerville. James, the give and go to Garza, up for two down the left lane, no good. Rebound with 5 seconds to go here. Ubley with the dribble, number 21. It's knocked out of bounds with 1.9 seconds to go. On the dribble there was Kaylee Urbersky for Ubley. From the right sideline, last second shot possible here for Ubley to get it in. Bounce pass in, takes a long shot for 3 points, hits the rim. No good by number 30, Addison Puff. It is 11-4. At the end of the first quarter, we'll be right back for second quarter action on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eleven to six. Ubley scores coming out of the second quarter. 7:25 to go. Shot attempt. Fouled underneath, I believe. Kineff with a shot attempt. She was fouled on the left side. Mark. First free throw is a miss. Eleven to six remains. Second free throw attempt. That one is a miss as well. 11-6 still, and Ubley gets the rebound with the steal by Garza. Garza just throws it up looking for Tank, but it is Steve that saves it for Decker. A long shot for three by Maley Tank from the right side. And rebound by Ubley with the dribble. Schulte, pass over to Grifka to the left wing. The Puff for three. That one will go out of bounds after the miss. Be Decker of a ball underneath the far side from the baseline. Inbounds pass. Feeling the full court pressure is Dackerville. Pass over to Kineff and over to Maley Tank. Maley Tank with two defenders look away past to Steve, and it's knocked out of bounds by Schulte with a hustle defense. Still Dackerville ball underneath their own basket, right side of the glass. Inbounds pass over to the right wing to Maley Tank. Back to Libby Tank for three. Right corner. Hits the rim. No good. Steve with the rebound for Dackerville. Passes it over to Garzon. Back over to Libby Tank on the right side. Takes a shot. It's deflected by number 21. Olbersky and Ubley will take the block and the takeaway steal after the rebound attempt, I believe. Or shot attempt. Grifka will look for three from the left side. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound saved by Ubley. Back to Grifka, to Puff, to Schulte now. She'll move and dribble to the right side. Schulte with it still. Takes a shot for three and hits the rim and it'll go out of bounds. But saved from going out of bounds. The last touch by Dackerville trying to get the staved into bounds. Missed shot by number 22 actually. Jumped out to save it. That was Lily Wright, and it'll be a timeout called here. We'll be right back here. It's 11-6. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. After the inbounds attempt by Ubley, it's a steal by Dackerville, and up for two on the right side of the glass. It's Libby Tank. Has 6 points of the game so far. It is 13-6. 5:33 to go here in the first half, second quarter. Full court pressure by Dackerville. It'll be a short timeout here by Ubley. A 13-6 is your score. We'll be right back. Inbounds pass by Ubley and a steal by Dackerville. After the inbounds pass, Ubley gets it to their side of the court. Dackerville comes back with it. And a foul committed by Ubley in that ensuing sequence. will be second foul for Ubley in this quarter. Second foul, number 21 for Ubley. Inbounds pass to Maley Tank from Libby Tank. Bounce pass over to Steve to the left elbow. Back up top to Garza. That's second foul on Kaylee Oberski. Garza with a look away passing with a give and go there. Underneath the basket, ball is knocked loose by Ubley and takes the steal after the deflection. 4:45 to go. It's 13-6. Deckerville with the lead against Ubley. Pass touched by the fingertip by Maley Tank after a pass from Schulte looking for Johnson down the right corner. Coming in for Ubley is number 12, Jasmine Clavon, in for number 5, Claire Grifka from the baseline, right side of the glass. Schulte inbounds to Johnson for 3. Hits the rim with the miss. Rebound picked up. Jump ball will be called in favor of Deckerville. From the baseline, right side of the glass, Libby Tank feeling the Ubley Bearcat pressure. Woman-to-woman defense right now, the floor. And drags the foot for the travel was Myra Garza. It'll be a turnover by Deckerville, and it'll be Ubley ball. Far side, right side lane inbounds from Schulte to Johnson. Crosses the timeline. Maley Tank on her on defense. She has to get rid of it. And she does to Schulte. Schulte, a pass over to Puff. To right corner to the high post. To Oberski and back over to Schulte at the top of the point. Left side now she'll move to. Pick trying to be set for her. Schulte will pass it over to Oberski. She'll drive to the basket. And the ball as she drives is knocked out of bounds from behind by Deckerville. Still Ubley ball. Some substitutions. Number 14 in for Puff. Lindsay Peruski coming in. And also see Bailey Theobald and also Marissa James coming in for Deckerville. High into the backcourt. Johnson with the dribble after getting a long inbounds pass from the far side and crosses the timeline back into her side of the court for Ubley, who is moving from left to right on your radio dial or web stream. Oberski over to number 12. Clavon will take a shot from the high post. Hits the back of the rim, does not drop in. She gets the rebound, though, but is locked loose. We'll have another jump ball in favor of Ubley. That was Theobald who had the jump ball along with Clavon. 13-6 your score, 3:37 to go. Deckerville with a 7-point lead. Ubley inbounds. Pass over to Oberski at the left elbow. Back to Schulte at the 3-point range. She'll move to the top of the point. Pass over to Clavon. She'll move in inside the left wing to the high post. Bounce pass to Oberski at the top of the point. Pitching it in underneath the basket. Driving to it for a shot attempt from the right corner. The pass to Oberski to Schulte. And she is fouled with the miss attempt. And it should be a shooting foul. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul on number 2 for Deckerville. Maya Garza. First free throw attempt here for Morgan Schulte is good. 13-7. 3:17 to go here in the first half. Second free throw attempt is in and out. Rebounded though by Deckerville. 13-7 is your score. Second quarter. With the ball, Marissa James. Dribble over up top and steals it away. Schulte hustling over Garza with a layup for 2. 13-9. Schulte making 3 points here so far after that steal. And that pass attempt went to Garza. Schulte takes a steal and drives to the basket for a layup. Deckerville turns the ball over. Maley Tank off the foot of Garza. Couldn't get it. With 2:48 to go, it's Ubley ball now. 13-9 is your score. Ubley chipping away at the lead by Deckerville. It's 13-9, inbounds pass. Full court pressure applied by Deckerville Lady Eagles against the Ubley Bearcats. Schulte, bounce pass over to, knocked out of bounds. That was Lindsay Peruski looking for Oberski on the left side. Biubli ball after then. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Deckerbell. Inbounds to Oberski, to Clavon, to Schulte. Oh, she was looking for Oberski and was not expecting it. And Libby Tank right there for the steal. Over to Maley Tank now after the pressure by Ubley. Pass over to Theobald. Pass to James. Her long shot for two. Swish! Inside the left wing by Marissa James. It is 15-9. 2:16 to go and counting. Deckerbell still holding this lead by six now. Oberski with the ball over to Schulte at the right corner. She goes down along the baseline, but pass it off. And it's hits the net and taken away by Deckerbell. The steal by Mercer James over to Maley Tank. 1:54 to go and counting in the first half, second quarter. 15-9, Deckerbell with the lead and has possession. James with it. Off the foot on the dribble after knocked loose by Oberski. And James can't handle it as it goes off her foot and goes out of bounds. So it's Ubley, Bearcat girls ball. Left sideline, inbounds pass. For Madeline Johnson into Morgan Schulte. And now over to Lindsay Peruski. Schulte back to Peruski, left side of the glass. Blocked by Maley Tank. But then the putback attempt by Peruski again. And a foul called underneath after the shot attempt by Deckerbell. Be Marissa James with her first foul, two fouls, and that's a shooting foul for Ubley. First free throw attempt. Hits the rim and slides off over to the left, so no good there. It's a miss at the 1:32 mark. Second free throw attempt is good. Peruski, 15-10, making those free throws, down by five now. 1:32 to go. Garza with the dribble for Deckerbell, hands it off to Marissa James around the perimeter, trying to kill some time here. And Maley Tank, bounce pass over, looking for Theobald, and taken away by Oberski. Fast break attempt, but Libby Tank will steal it right back, as that pass was looking for Johnson. And Libby Tank with the ball at the high post, look away pass, long shot for two. By Garza, no good, and rebound picked up by Claire Grifka for the Ubley Bearcat girls. Down to under a minute to go in the first half. It's 15-10. Hits the sideline. Schulte out of bounds on the right sideline. Turnover, and it will be Deckerbell Eagle girls' ball. 50 seconds to go here. Inbounds pass from Maley Tank into Maya Garza. Back to Maley Tank, back to Theobald now. Maley to Libby Tank, right wing. Passes it over to Garza to the right corner and to Marissa James. James driving up to the right corner and will hold up. Ball is knocked loose. And last off the fingertips by James, by Deckerbell. It's Ubley ball with 27.7 seconds to go. It's 15-10, 5-point lead. Inbounds pass to Grifka from Schulte to the left side. Grifka with the dribble. Far points into Johnson to the right side. Johnson driving to the right corner. To Peruski. Down to 12 seconds. She drives to the basket for two and draws the foul. So driving to the basket, she'll draw the foul. And number 14, Lindsay Peruski, will go to the free throw line. She was one of two the last time. First free throw up. That one is a swisher, and that's good. 15-11, free throw by Peruski. 9.9 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw up, good. 13-12, down by a possession. Her free throws by Peruski. With 7 seconds, inbounds pass by Deckerbell. Libby Tank with a dribble to the right corner. 1 second to go, and no shot. Ubley playing tough defense there. 15-12, chipping away, down by 3 points. Deckerbell leads at the half. Free throws by Peruski gets them back into this game at the half. It's 15-12. Deckerbell Lady Eagles with the lead against the Ubley Bearcats. We'll be right back with our halftime report. Welcome back. It is halftime. 15-12, a three-point lead by the Deckerville Eagle girls. At the end of the first quarter, they were leading 11-4. 8 points scored by Ubley. Playing some defense, making some free throws to get right back into this game, down by three. Just 4 points scored by Deckerville in that second quarter. Eight for the Ubley Lady Bearcats. Your leading scorers at the half for the Ubley Bearcats, Morgan Schulte with 5, 4 points for Addison Puff, and 3 for Lindsay Prusty. That's off free throws, making 3 of 4. And first half free throws by Ubley, they are 4 for 8 for free throws. 0 for 5 for free throws for Deckerville. Scores for Deckerville, 6 points for Libby Tank, 4 points for Marissa James, 3 points for Maylee Tank, and that was a three-pointer, and 2 points for Maya Garza. Again, Deckerville, 0 for 5 for free throws. Ubley, 4 for 8 on free throw attempts. 15-12 is your score. Deckerville leading. And at one point, we had a couple ties in this game. One at 2-2 and one at 4-4. And again, the lead by Deckerville at the end of the first quarter was 11-4. But Ubley comes back to get within a possession. A three-point lead right now for Deckerville, 15-12. 8 points scored by Ubley in that second quarter. 15-12 at the half. We'll be right back for second half action on WBGB 92.5 FM. Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury with you. Tomorrow night, high school boys basketball action back in Brown City. And, well, Brown City's had a tough run of games, losses, losing to K-Pac and Ubley this past week after the win over Sandusky when we were at Brown City for snow coming. And Brown City had that win over Sandusky. Sandusky came back close, but Brown City held on to win. And now Brown City has the audacious task of taking on the top team in high school boys basketball in our coverage area. The Harbor Beach Pirates will be playing at the Brown City Green Devils. That is our game of the week tomorrow night. Can Brown City pull off this upset miracle? And maybe I can give Brown City some bulletin board material. Or will Harbor Beach continue to dominate the Big Thumb Conference Black Division? Find out tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for the pregame. Myself and Jeremy Burgess will be back with me in Brown City, in his hometown. Yes, back-to-back weeks in Brown City. Kind of want to take a look at this Harbor Beach team I have not seen yet. See just how good they are, which we do know they're good if you've been reading our great sports reporters' newspapers in the area. Huron County View, Huron Daily Tribune, the Midland City Herald, the Salient County News, Tuscola County Advertiser as well. So that's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. right here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Brown City Green Devils hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates in boys basketball. Right now tonight, it's 15-12 in our high school girls basketball game of the week. Deckerville leading 15-12 at the half. Ubley making a comeback. And again, your leading scorer, 6 points for Libby Tank in the first half. 5 points for Morgan Schulte. But they are 0 of 5 for free throws for Deckerville and 4 for 8 for Ubley to get back in this game. As we get back to action here. Starting off here, the third quarter. It'll be a Deckerville ball with possession. Now Deckerville moving from left to right on your radio dial. That's a pass from Steve. Goes over the head of Garza or Tank, I believe. There'll be a turnover. And now that will be Ubley ball. They are moving from right to left. Knocked loose by Maylee Tank with a steal against Johnson. Maylee Tank driving to the basket. Left lane up for two. Hits the side of the rim. No good. Rebound by Garza for Deckerville. Pulls away. Takes a shot for two and it sinks in. 4-2, Garza. Deckerville, first point scored here, 17-12. They'll extend their lead by five. Schulte in the middle of the paint holds up to Oberski to the point. Swings it over to Grifka. Passes over to Oberski in the right corner. Back to Grifka for Ubley. Claire Grifka with a dribble over to Lindsey Peruski. 3-for-4 for free throw shooting in the first half. Johnson over to Peruski. Peruski double team, takes a shot for two, and should go to the free throw line and draws a foul again. So, third quarter on the free throw line. Lindsey Peruski, 3-for-4 in the first half. First free throw up and good by Peruski. 6:54 mark. Second free throw, no good. 17-13, but Peruski gets that free throw. Much needed here to chip away. 17-13, Deckerville with the lead. Whistle is called. It looks like a foul on Ubley. Each team has a foul. Peruski will come out. That's her third foul. In is Addison Puff for Ubley. Inbounds pass for Deckerville underneath their own basket. Over to Steve from Libby Tank. Tank takes a short shot for two. In and out of the rim from the left corner. Last touch by Deckerville, and it will be Ubley Bearcat ball. 17-13. 6:28 to go here in the third quarter. A little bit of full court pressure here by Deckerville, and a pullback crossing the timeline with a dribble. Claire Grifka. Grifka goes at a high post. She was looking for it. Johnson will hold up at the right wing. Drives the basket for two. And fouled by Maylee Tank from behind. A little hard there. And she'll go to the free throw line after the foul by Maylee Tank. On the free throw line, waiting for her first points, the freshman, Madeline Johnson. Starters, also for Ubley. First free throw up, no good. Timeout called after the first free throw miss. Deckerville will be right back at 17-13. Come out of the timeout. 17-13, second free throw attempt here by Madeline Johnson. This is first one, second free throw attempt. This one up and good. Swishes that one. It is 17-14. One possession lead here for Ubley. With the dribble, Maya Garza. Pass underneath. Taking a shot attempt, Maylee Tank. She goes to the right side of the glass underneath, and she is fouled. That's the second foul for Ubley. Three fouls for Deckerville here in the third quarter. Second foul on Morgan Schulte on the free throw line. Maylee Tank for the Deckerville Eagle Girls. First free throw attempt, up and in and out. Second free throw attempt by Maylee Tank. That one is good. 18-14, back to a two possession lead for Deckerville. A 5:50 to go in counting. Ubley with the ball. Madeline Johnson with the dribble from the left side into the paint. Takes a shot for two. Goes straight up in the air. Almost taken away by Deckerville, but taken right back by Ubley with that loose ball. Grifka over to Puff, knocked out of bounds by Janae O'Kineff. And it will be Ubley ball underneath their own basket, left side of the glass. Morgan Schulte to throw it in. 18-14, Deckerville with the lead. Inbounds pass to Johnson, left corner with a dribble. She goes around the perimeter to the point. Pass over to Claire Grifka on the right side. Up top to Addison Puff. To Johnson. Johnson moves into the paint. Gives the pass off and long shot for two from the right wing with a miss by Claire Gifka. And it is the rebound by Deckerville. Kynef over to Maley Tank with the dribble now. Maley Tank pass off to Garza to the right wing. To Kynef trying to post up. Right low block up for two. No good. Put back attempt by Steeb. No good. And rebound picked up by Oberski for Ubbly Bearcat Girls. In transition, Johnson up top to Puff. Puff over to left side to Schulte. Pick set there by Puff. Trying to set a pick, and they call a foul for stepping in, apparently, on the pick. And that person was not in possession of the ball, so. 4:43 to go. It's 18-14. Dr. Rowe with a four-point lead. Over to the left side and knocked loose by Ubbly. Fast break play attempt. Morgan Schulte one-on-one. Can she get the layup for two? And she is fouled by Steeb. For Deckerville. That's the fourth foul for Deckerville. And it is a shooting foul. So Schulte will go to the free throw line for the free throw attempts. 18-14 is your lead. And Schulte up for her first free throw. That one no good. 2nd free throw attempt for Morgan Schulte. That one is good. 18-14. She gets the free throw. And full court pressure here. And Ubbly gets the steal away from Deckerville on the inbounds pass. down by three. One possession lead for Deckerville. Ubbly with the ball. Schulte at the left corner. Moves into the high post. Pass over to Oberski. Oberski to Grifka. Over to the right corner for two. Oberski sinks it in from the short right corner. 18-17. Oberski with a 4-minute mark in counting now left in the game. Ball is knocked loose. Last touch by Deckerville, the Ubbly ball. From the far side, Ubbly to throw it in. Grifka will come out. In for Grifka will be Claybon. Inbounds pass to Schulte from Claybon. Schulte with a dribble to the left side. It's 18-17 down to a 1-point lead. Schulte in the middle of the paint. Up for two. Does not roll in. Hits the rim. Fighting for the rebound. Libby Tank, there'll be a foul on Addison Puff, falling on top of her. That's a 3rd foul for Addison Puff. 4 fouls for each team, so the next foul sends them both to the free throw line. In the third quarter, it's 3:33 to go, 18-17. Deckerville with the 1-point lead. With the dribble, Maley Tank. Pass over to Garza. Pitching it in to Libby Tank at the right low block. She'll turn around and take a shot for two. Draws the foul. We'll go to the free throw line. All right. For her first free throw. No good by Deckerville. 2nd free throw attempt here for Deckerville by Libby Tank. .322 to go here. And 2nd free throw, no good. Rebound, fighting for it. Both teams, there'll be a jump ball. It'll be Ubbly Bearcat girls' ball. They have a chance now to take the lead with this possession. They're down by one, 18-17, 3:18 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds, full court pressure applied. Johnson with a dribble, crosses the timeline to the left side, left corner. Has to give it off after stopping and dribbles over to Oberski. Over to Claybon around the perimeter. Puff with the ball, pass over to the left side to Grifka. Griffin moves into the high post. Hesitates, takes a shot for two, hits the rim, no good. Rebound saved by Puff. Puff up for two, no good. And Maylee Tank will pick up the rebound. 18-17, 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Tank with it. Ooh, on her tippy toes. Almost traveled there, but was able to get the ball off. Knocked out of bounds by Ubley. Still Dackerville ball to the right side of the glass. Libby Tank to throw it in. Inbounds pass over to Maylee Tank. Maylee Tank at the elbow for two. Swish by Maylee Tank, 20-17. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. And it looks like a turnover by Ubley. And it'll be Deckerville ball. So the turnover by Ubley, it'll be Deckerville ball. Inbounds pass to their side of the floor. Maylee Tank bounce pass over to Marissa James. Pitching it in to Theobald. Double team at the right low block and gives it off to Libby Tank. Libby loses it. Knocked out of bounds by Oberski from behind. With 2:04 to go in the third quarter. Five fouls now for Ubley. That's what it was right now, as they're going to be going to the free throw line from here and out. Turnaround jumper in the middle of the paint for two. No good by Libby Tank. After the pass from Garza, she'll get her own rebound, and a foul committed by Ubley. That'll be number five, Claire Grifka, and on the free throw line will be Libby Tank, because now we have six fouls on Ubley. So first free throw up and good by Libby Tank. 21-17, back to a two-possession lead for Dackerville. Second free throw, good, 22-17. Libby Tank with both free throws. With the dribble, far side. Johnson having trouble and gets the ball off. Stolen away by Garza. As that pass was intended for Grifka. Layup for two by Garza to make it 24-17. Quickly to a 7-point lead by Deckerville. 1:37 to go in the third quarter. Garza with the reach in steal and gets the 2 points. Long shot for three by Grifka. Hits the side of the glass. Put back a tip by Clavon. She is fouled, and now that's five fouls on Deckerville going to the free throw line. It's Clavon. 24-17 in the third quarter. 1:20 to go. First free throw up. That one no good. Second free throw attempt here by Ubley. Jasmine Clavon, and that one is good. It is now 24-18. Deckerville with the 6-point lead. Shot for three by Maylee Tank from the left wing. And that ball will go out of bounds to the right side. And it'll be Ubley Bearcat. That ball with 1:06 to go. Inbounds pass. The pressure applied by Deckerville on woman-to-woman defense. Johnson with the dribble. Got across that timeline, and she does. Bounce pass over to Addison Puff. Puff drives the basket for two, and she has fouled, and she'll go to the line. As that's now six fouls on Deckerville. All right. Addison Puff on the free throw line. First free throw up and pops in and out. No good. Janelle kind of comes in. In for Libby Tank. I think this is the first time I've seen her taking a seat in the game. Second free throw attempt here for Puff, and she makes that one. First point scored in the second half of Puff. Makes it 24-19. Puff with that free throw, 24-19. Deckerville ball. Bailey Theobald will hand it off to Marissa James with about 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Theobald was looking for a shot. Will hold up. Over to Maylee Tank, to Kineff, back to James. Over to Garza. Theobald having the ball all by herself on the left side. Takes a shot for two. No good. Hits the back of the glass. And rebound by Ubley. Down to 15 seconds. Johnson with the ball. Holds up and passes it off to Puff for two. And that one does not roll in. Knocked out of bounds from behind. Claire Grifka. 7.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 24-19 will be Deckerville ball after last touch by Ubley. Maylee Tank with a dribble on the inbounds pass from Garza. Crosses the timeline down to 3 seconds. Up for two. No! It's a long shot at the buzzer for three. Just crosses the timeline, and she takes a long-range three. Maylee Tank at the buzzer, 27-19 with the three-point shots. At the buzzer. We'll be right back here for our final frame. It is 27-19. Deckerville with the lead. All right, at the buzzer, Maylee Tank with a three-point shot, 27-19. Deckerville leading as we start this fourth quarter against the Ubley Bearcats. It'll be the inbounds pass for Deckerville with possession to start off the fourth quarter. Shot for two from the right corner. By Garza, no good. Ubley will pick up the rebound. 27-19, open up the fourth quarter here. Ubley with possession in the dribble. Morgan Schulte over to Clavon. Clavon to the high post. Pitches it off to Peruski. Over to Schulte at the right wing for three. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Maylee Tank will pick it up. But taken right back by Ubley. Schulte with it after taking away. Clavon picking it up and passes it over to Schulte. She'll go to left wing, three-point range, to the points, to the high post. Pitches it off. It's knocked loose. Saved by Peruski. And stepping on the sideline on her heel, number 22. And as Lily writes, and it'll be Deckerville ball with a takeaway after the turnover by Ubley. 27-19 is your score. Deckerville with the lead about 7 minutes to go. Maylee Tank to Libby Tank. Turnaround jumper for two. No good. Rebound, Garza, and it goes out of bounds. This kind of could not grab that pass from Garza. It'll be Ubley Bearcats ball. From the far side, Clavon to throw it in to Schulte. 27-19, under 7 to go now in the fourth. Schulte with a dribble, right wing. Pass off to Addison Puff. Still woman-to-woman defense by Deckerville. Knocked loose, and we could have a jump ball situation here between Peruski and Kineff. And it'll be Ubley Bearcats ball from the right side of the glass. Throw it in from the baseline underneath. Schulte. Schulte bounce pass into Peruski at the left low block. And it'll be Kineff with the foul. Coach Kirkpatrick not happy with Deckerville's play on that. 6:40 to go here. Inbounds pass to Puff. Over to with a steal by Maylee Tank. Up for a layup for two. Good. Fourth quarter. First point score, 29-19. 10-point lead by Deckerville. Tank with a two-point shot at the 6:25 mark. Number 22, pass over. Lily Wrights to Morgan Schulte from Peruski. Pitching it in at the right low block. Turnaround jumper by Puff. Good. 29-21. Six-minute mark. Puff with a turnaround jumper for two. Gets those points. With the dribble. Libby Tank at the right corner. Over to Maylee Tank and back over. Timeout call looks like by Deckerville. They'll have possession coming out of the timeout, and they lead 29-21 by 8. We'll be right back here on WBGB. Coming out of the timeout, Deckerville. 29-21. They'll have possession to throw it in. Bailey Tank to throw it in to Garza. Crosses the timeline. Garza with the ball. Hands it off to Maley Tank. Tank to the point. Hands it off to Steeb at the left wing. Pitching it in and taken away after being tipped away by Ubley. Addison Puff comes up with it and throws it over to Schulte. 5.5 to go here in the game. 29-21. 8-point lead. Clavon over to Puff. Puff to Schulte right corner. Schulte moves in to the elbow. Almost loses it. Hands it off to Peruski. Long shot for three. Number 22. Lindley Wright. No good. Put back by Ubley. Good by Puff. She's got 5 points in the second half. It is 29-23. Ubley chipping away. Shot for two. Good. By Steve, I do believe. 31-23 is your score. 4:50 to go and counting. Ubley with possession. Lily Wright with it. Pass over to Clavon, left wing, to the high post. Hands it off to Puff. Puff down the right lane. Shot for three. Hits the rim, no good. By Lily Wright. Fouled underneath. Peruski. And she'll go to the free throw line after the shooting foul by Deckerville. Be number 12, Janelle Kineff with the foul. Her second. First free throw attempt here is no good by Peruski. Johnson comes in, as well as Claire Grifka, in for Clavon. From the free throw line, second free throw attempt here for Ubley, and that one is good by Lindsay Peruski. 31-24. Stolen away by Ubley. Claire Grifka for the layup for two. It rolls in. 31-26 now. Deckerville, loose ball. Schulte hits the side of the leg, and it'll be Deckerville ball. Deckerville ball. And stolen away by Johnson in the inbounds pass. Foul by Maley Tate. And that's the fourth foul for Deckerville, I believe, in this fourth quarter. No fouls for Ubley. Claire Grifka to throw it in from the right sideline. Second foul for Maley Tank. Great hustle here by the Ubley Bearcats. They're down by 5, 31-26. Dribble by Schulte. Over to Johnson. Johnson. And she steps on the out-of-bounds line. And a turnover by Johnson and by Ubley. It'll be Deckerville ball. Inbounds pass to Libby Tank. Over to Garza to the high post. To the point. She'll save it. Almost lost it. James for three. No good. Loose ball. It'll be jump ball in favor of Deckerville. 3:46 to go in the game. It is 31-26. Deckerville with a 5-point lead. Libby Tank throw it in from the right side of the glass from the baseline. Be a timeout called here by Ubley. A long one. That's 31-26. Deckerville leading Ubley. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Ubley calling it. Deckerville with an inbounds pass to Maley Tank from Libby Tank. Marissa James at the right wing with 3:40 to go in the game. It's 31-26. Loose ball. Garza could not get to it, and it goes out of bounds, and a turnover by Deckerville, and it'll be Ubley. Bearcats ball, inbounds pass from the right sideline from Morgan Schulte to Claire Grifka. 31-26, 3.5 to go in the game. Grifka driving to basket, will hold up at the right low block, passes it off to the right elbow for two. No good by Johnson. Rebound by Maley Tank for Deckerville. 3:20 to go, it's 31-26. Looking to Garza, over to the right corner. Shot for Libby Tank, blocked by Peruski. Saved by Libby Tank. Dish off to the left side for two by Garza. Good. It is 3:06 to go in the game, and it's 33-26. Under 3 minutes to go now. Ubley with possession. 7-point lead by Deckerville. Ubley, Johnson with it. Adeline Johnson drives down the right lane up for two. Misses that one. And rebound by Deckerville. Garza throws over to Maley Tank to the left side of the floor. Maley Tank will dribble up top to Garza. Over to James on the left side to the left corner by Libby Tank. And a foul by Peruski. That's the first foul for Ubley here in the fourth quarter. 2:32 to go. Grifka with her fourth foul. Marissa James will come out. Addison Puff will come out of the game as well. Some substitution coming in. High inbounds pass to Maley Tank from Libby Tank to the top of the point. 2.5 to go in the game. Hands it off to Garza. Garza with the ball. Dribbles around. Playing a little bit of keep away. Cross court pass to Steve. Steve moves to the top of the point. Hands it off to Maley Tank. Back over to Garza. Killing some time around the perimeter, but 2:10 to go here in the game. Steve will hand it off to Maley Tank. Maley Tank bounce pass to Libby Tank. Loose ball picked up by Schulte in a quick jump ball in favor of Ubley. But 2:02 to go in the game. It's 33-26. About 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the game. Inbounds pass for Schulte into Claire Grifka. Grifka with a dribble. Right side of the floor. Under two to go in counting. Grifka at the right corner. Over to the right side. Posting up. Oberski goes for a shot. Blocked by Libby Tank. Loose ball. Turnover by Deckerville. Had the ball. Tank not expecting a pass from Kineff. And it will be Ubley Bearcats ball again from the right sideline. Grifka the inbounds pass to Schulte with 1:44 to go in the game. It is 33-26. Two possession lead for Deckerville. Make that a three possession lead. Whistle is called. And a turnover here by Ubley. Deckerville ball now. From the left sideline, far side, full court pressure. Inbounds pass to Garza from Maley Tank. Maley Garza over to the dribble to the right corner. Still dribbling with 1.5 to go and counting. And we will have a timeout call by Deckerville as Garza was trapped on defense by Schulte. Couldn't get it to anybody. Timeout call by Deckerville. They lead by 7, 33-26, 1:23 go in the game. Welcome back here on WBGV, 92.5 FM. Inbounds pass here for Libby Tank underneath her own basket. Up for two! She sinks it! Janelle kind of getting the inbounds pass underneath the basket, makes it for two, and she is fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play. ...35-26, free throw up, no good. Last touch by Deckerville goes out of bounds after the free throw miss. 35-26. Ubley with possession hands it off to Schulte and a timeout call by Ubley. 35-26 is your score. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Ubley calls the timeout with 35-26 is the lead for Deckerville. 1:10 to go. Inbounds pass by Ubley into Claire Grifka from Schulte. She is determined by Garza. Gets off to Adeline Johnson. Down to 1 minute and counting. Down by 9 points. Make something happen here quick. Peruski, Orberski up for two against the glass. No good. Rebound by Garza. She is fouled. And it'll be Peruski. She will foul out. 35 to 26. In is Addison Puff. Inbounds pass for Libby Tank in the full court. Pressure by Ubley. 49 seconds to go in the Garza. Over to Tank. Crosses the timeline. Goes to the basket for two. Will hold up. And loses the ball. She was kind of bumped underneath the basket by Oberski. And it'll be a turnover. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Ubley ball. Inbounds pass with 40 seconds and counting. 35-26. Deckerville leading by 9 points. Ubley with it. Schulte with it. Does not take a shot. Oberski will try to take a shot. Draws the foul. Goes at a free throw line with 28 seconds to go. It is a shooting foul. She'll still go to the free throw line. A lot of free throws taken by Ubley in the second half. First free throw attempt. Up and no good by Oberski. 35-26, 28 seconds to go. Second free throw attempt here by Oberski, and that one is up and good. 35-27. 24 seconds to go and counting. Deckerville with possession. They lead 35-27 with 20 seconds to go. Maley Tank. This is it off to Garza. And Garza will hand it off to Libby Tank. Pass over to Kynef. Kynef goes for two. Draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line. With 8.9 seconds to go. First free throw is a miss by Kynef. Second free throw up by Kynef. No good. Rebound by Ubley. It was 7 seconds to go here in Deckerville. Will come away with this win for the fourth straight season in the regular season. Gets the win over Ubley. 35-27 is your final score. Deckerville with the win over the Ubley Bearcats. 35-27. In this regular season matchup. Now, they will meet up again, maybe in the district playoffs. 35-27, Deckerville Eagles with a win over Ubley Bearcats. We'll be back with your post-game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score for the Deckerville Eagles gets the win over Ubley Bearcats. Four straight regular season win. Four straight years, 35-27 with the win for Deckerville. We'll go with our leading scorers first with their opponent, the Ubley Bearcats, who got within three at one point in this game. So they're able to come back, but just missed a lot of free throw as well. And Deckerville just made it difficult defensively for Ubley. You know, have their chances there. A lot of free throws taken by Ubley in this game as well. For free throw shooting, they were 11 of 22 for free throw shooting for the Ubley Bearcats. Leading scorer for the Ubley Bearcats, Addison Puff of 9 points. 6 points for Morgan Schulte. 5 points for Lindsay Peruski. Those were all free throws. She was 5 of 8 for free throws. 3 points for Oberski. That is Kaylee Oberski. We also had 3 points for Kaylee Oberski, and then 2 points for Claire Grifka. That was on a fast break. 1 point for Madeline Johnson. 1 point as well for, looks like, Jasmine Clavon. That was a free throw as well. Leading score again, Addison Puff with 9 points. Second leading score, 6 points for Morgan Schulte for the Ubley Bearcats. for the Deckerville Eagles, your leading scorers. They were free throw shooting, not so great. Free throw shooting for Deckerville. Deckerville right was 3 of 12 for free throw shooting. 3 of 12 for free throw shooting. Your leading scorer for the Deckerville Eagles with 11 points, Maley Tank. 10 points for Maya Garza. 8 points for Libby Tank. 4 points for Marissa James. And 2 points for Janelle Kayev. Again, your leading scorer, Maley Tank. She made a 3-pointer at the end of the third quarter on a buzzer, I do believe. And again, the second leading scorer, Maya Garza with 10 points, and Libby Tank. Libby, the intern, the Tank, with 8 points for Deckerville. So Deckerville gets this win, and that is their fourth straight win. It started off with the win over Harbor Beach last week, over CPS and Bay City All Saints. Yeah, 3 games in 1 week, and that, of course, they lost to Kingston last week, but nice to get 4 straight wins after the loss to Kingston in league play. Get the win over Ubley in the regular season, and they could face each other again in the district playoffs. This was a non-league game for Deckerville. So up next for Deckerville, they have Caseville on February 4th and Mayville next week. That will be a home game, both home games, for the Ubley Bearcat girls. They fall to 10-16 overall. Actually, that's wrong. Let me look at the right here. They fall to an overall record right now in the Big Thumb Black Division Conference. This was a non-conference game. They fall to 2-8 overall. And up next for them, they'll have a home game against Memphis tomorrow night at Ubley next week. Taking on Kingston, non-conference game there, and a rematch against Harbor Beach at Harbor Beach on February 6th. That game next week against Kingston will be on February 3rd for Ubley, and tomorrow night they play in host Memphis. 6 p.m. start time for that one. Thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM. That wraps things up here. We'll catch you tomorrow night at Brown City. We're coming back to Brown City. A chance to see the Harbor Beach Pirates, and boy, Brown City boys are just playing fantastic. Deckerville moves to 10-4 overall after their win over Ubley tonight here, and Ubley themselves overall falls to 2-9. That's 2-9 overall for Ubley. And then tomorrow night, of course, like I said, high school boys basketball, 92.5, 7 p.m. for the pregame. Our chance to see the Harbor Beach Pirates as they take on the Brown City Green Devil boys. Brown City coming off 2 straight losses to Ubley and KPEC this past week. So 3 games in 1 week for Brown City. Harbor Beach, they're coming off a win from last night over Marlette, 66-36. So it's Harbor Beach at Brown City tomorrow night on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV for high school basketball action. Again, the Deckerville Eagle girls winning over Ubley Bearcats.